that's for sure. And a lot more than
extra
just that.
Brownie at Kiddush.
Okay. Maybe not that much. Okay, so page 286, New Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. So again, our topic is Shmoneh Esrei. We're going through the brachos, various brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. So we spoke about Chonin Das, and then we talked about yesterday Refa'inu, davening for people. Do you have to know their name? Do you not have to know their name? Are they in front? Are they there? Are they not?
Must have not been here yesterday, even though I was here.
Okay, it's going to be it's for perpetuity now. Okay, Kuf Yod Zayim. Next bracha we'll discuss is Birchas Hashanim. Birchas Hashanim, the bracha of the years. I don't know how. It's really of the season. Sarach Lomar Ba B'Yamos Hagashamim V'Sein Tal Umatar. So in the winter months, which we're in the middle of, as you can tell by the very cold temperatures that we have today. Just kidding. You have to say in the winter months in that bracha, right? Right? Because again, as we mentioned before, in the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei, when we spoke about Mashu Rochem Ruach Hashem, again, if you recall, there we're talking about the greatness of Hashem. That's the first three brachas, and we mention in the winter time that Hashem has the ability to bring rain and cause wind. But here, in the middle brachas, don't forget the theme of the middle brachas, which this is one, is please give me this. So at this point, we're talking about please give me rain. Now again, we'll talk about later, not now, we'll talk about later that you can also daven for parnasa. You can daven for parnasa in Shema, but also parnasa here also, because after all, the rain, that's the whole idea of rain and the fruits and everything that's caused by it. So anyways, getting back to the idea. So in the bracha, you say the same talumatu bracha da Hashem, you give dew and rain. Before we go further, something that everybody asks, you say ves komnei suasoto, the same talumatu bracha v'sabenu, and we should be satiated. What's the next word? So there's a difference of opinion. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that difference of opinion. It says the Nusach is based upon the Rosh, the Rishal, and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in the name of the Rosh and the Rishal is V'sabenu mituvecha. However, he brings down from the Siddur of the Arizal that said V'sabenu mituva, which is the other Nusach. Interesting enough, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down a compromise. He says that if you're in a city, you say mituva. And if you're on the road, you're traveling, or somewhere outside, you say mituvecha. So think about it, makes an interesting sense. But again, we have, the idea is, again, the Mishnah Berurah says mituvecha, and he brings down from the Ari that mituva. Other people besides Ari also say mituva. But again, whatever, the Shul's Nusach is mituvecha. But be that as it may, that's the Nusach. Back in the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, umachilim lishol. Right, that's the operative where we start asking, right? Because here we're asking, right? That's the theme. We're asking for something, asking for rain. Matchim lishol matar b'chutz la'aretz b'tfilas arvis shel yom samach, which is shishim 60, achar tkufas tishrei. That you start saying the Saint Talmud matar the racha on the 60th day after the beginning of the tkufas tishrei. Right? There's different tkufas. So like there are different seasons, secularly, different tkufas in the year. So the tkufa Tishrei, after the tkufa Tishrei, so then it's 60 days afterwards, which works out, as you all know, to the December 4th or December 5th, depending on, you know, if it's leap year, usually December 4th. And the Rama says, V'yama tkufu b'chlal samach, and the day when the tkufa switches is included in these 60 days. So, let's go a little further and we'll see more about this. Well, but Eretz Yisrael, that's...
Cheshvan Kislev, it's 60 days, so in Shmak we shouldn't change it.
No, but again, this is, as I tell people, this is a solar calculation. Right? That's what I always tell people, that the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar with a strong influence of the sun. We know that's why right now we're in a leap year, right? We're in the Adar Rishon. because one simple thing is you see the influence of the sun is, you know, Baruch Hashem, not like Muslims, they, you know, Ramadan could be all over the place, but with a Jewish calendar, it's a lunar calendar with a very strong influence of the sun. One example is Pesach has to be in the spring, right? The Torah says so. So Pesach has to, so you have to accommodate for the 11 days a year that you lose between a lunar and a solar. Another sign that, another instance that we go by the sun, we go by a solar, so to speak, a seasonal calculation, is this. Is this. Okay, so that's in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Malchim Lishol, Melel Zion, Mar Cheshvan. And in Eretz Yisrael, they start before us, way before us. They start, I don't know, way, but before us, good, more than a month before us. They start on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Right, so that's what, 3 weeks after, well, less than that, 2 weeks after Sukkot. They're already starting with St. Halamat Evracha. Okay, we'll discuss what happens if you are someone of Chutz La'aretz and you're in Eretz Yisrael. I'll give you an example. Chaim Shalom, right? He's in Eretz Yisrael. So if you go by Chutz La'aretz, you start December 4th or December 5th this year. But if you go by Israel time, you started at St. Halamat Evracha, 7th of Mar Cheshvan. So what do you do? What does a person like that do? Or let's say you're visiting at that time. Right? In other words, we're talking about the gap between the 7th of Mar Cheshvan and December 4th. Right. So in Israel, they're saying the St. Halamat Evracha. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, so let's say you go to visit Israel then. Point then, right then. Right? Were you in Israel right then?
I was.
Was that when you were there?
I had it.
Yeah, okay.
I was there.
So then what do you do? So we'll discuss that later.
That's a good question.
Vesholana ad Minchas, that's when we start. Vesholana, well, maybe not today, but.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
I think you were there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
when you were there in that window. Yeah. Vesholana ad Filasa Mincha, right? You have a problem there because you're only there for a short time. Vesholin at Tfilas HaMincha Shel Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. And as you know, as we discussed before, you continue saying the same Talamat Evracha, just like Mashiach Baruch Hu Hashem, until Mincha of the evening of the first day of Pesach. In other words, first day of Pesach Mincha. You know, because as we learned before, because you say Tfilas Tal at Musaf, first day of Pesach Musaf. Right, so we still say Mashiach Baruch Hu Hashem. We don't say the same Talmata because it's Yontif, but right, and we're not going to announce no Mashiach Baruch Hu, right? We learned that before. So when are you going to start not omitting rain stuff? Mincha after Tefillas Tal. Misham ve'elok poskim milishol. And from then on, we stop asking until the next year. Now, just I want to end off with. Now we have two different times. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, we start one time earlier. And in Chutz La'aretz, we start later, the 60th day of Tekufas Tishrei. So the question is, why? Then, we'll leave that question. We'll discuss that and more. Meretz Hashem tomorrow, Blinev. Blinev. Rock.